This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of 33 development projects worth over 53,400 crore rupees at Bhuj in Gujarat. On this occasion, the Prime Minister said it is the government's resolve that every citizen should have access to electricity and the electricity bill should be zero. He said PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana has been launched towards this goal.
Hamara Kutch भारत की सौर क्रांति के भी केंद्र में दुनिया के सबसे बड़े सोलर पावर प्रोजेक्ट में से एक यहां मेरे कच्छ में बन रहा है। खावड़ा कॉम्प्लेक्स के कारण कच्छ पूरी दुनिया के एनर्जी मैप में अपनी जगह बना चुका है। साथियों, हमारी सरकार का प्रयास है कि आपको पर्याप्त बिजली भी मिले और बिजली का बिल भी जीरो हो।
The Prime Minister added that Kutch is becoming the world's largest center of green energy.
हमारा कच्छ हरित ऊर्जा का दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा केंद्र बन रहा है। ग्रीन हाइड्रोजन एक नए प्रकार का ईंधन है। आने वाले समय में कारें, बसें, स्ट्रीट लाइट ये ग्रीन हाइड्रोजन से चलने वाली है।
Earlier, Mr. Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees at Dahod. He said 1.4 billion Indians are united and working tirelessly to build a Viksit Bharat. Citing the rise in domestic manufacturing, he noted that Indian-made railway components are now exported to countries like England, France, Mexico and Germany. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has pointed out that terrorist organizations are openly operating from the cities and towns of Pakistan. He said terrorism is an open business in Pakistan that is supported, financed and used by the Pakistani military and state. In an interview to a German newspaper, Dr. Jaishankar said India has sent a clear signal to the terrorists that price has to be paid by them for carrying out terrorist attacks. On India's retaliatory attacks after the Pahalgam terror attack, External Affairs Minister said Indian strike was measured and non-escalating. He said India showed that India can disable Pakistan's air defense systems. On the ceasefire between India and Pakistan, Dr. S. Jaishankar highlighted that the cessation of firing was agreed between the military commanders of both sides through direct contact. He said India effectively hit and incapacitated Pakistan's main air bases and air defense system. The Ministry of Earth Sciences today launched a high-resolution 6-kilometer numerical global model, Bharat Forecast System or BFS, for operational forecast up to the panchayat level, which is expected to help address extreme rainfall events, among other things. Dedicating the model to the country, Earth Sciences Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that the indigenously made BFS was developed by 5 female scientists, which highlights India's women-led development. The Kremlin has reacted to US President Donald Trump's remarks about Russian President Vladimir Putin being crazy for launching the largest aerial attack on Ukraine yesterday. Kremlin attributed Trump's criticism to the emotional overload of everyone. US President had expressed his dissatisfaction with both Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky over the ongoing conflict between the two countries. Indian shooter Tejaswini claimed the gold medal in the women's 25-meter pistol event to continue the country's domination in the ISSF Junior World Cup 2025 in Seoul, Germany. Tejaswini aggregated 31 after firing 5 shots in the 8-women final. And India's top chess stars, world champion D. Gukesh and Arjun Erigaisi, will lead country's charge at the prestigious Norway chess tournament starting today as Stavanger. The tournament will begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.